Live here in Seneca, Kansas. Later live on 92.1 KMZ. Part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Just got off our girls' matchup for Riley County beating Nemaha Central 40-21, a 19-point victory over the Thunder. But here now we move into our Class 3A Big East battle between the Nemaha Central and Riley County boys. Again, Nemaha Central, the home team in tonight's action. Riley County on the road. Both teams 12 losses. Riley County 6-12 this season. Nemaha Central 7-12 overall, 3-6 in the Big East, while Riley County is paired up at 1-8 overall in Big East play. This is the first matchup this season for both of these teams, and Riley County, they've had a struggling year here so far. Last year, 5-16 overall, but they've made the step of improvement with one more win compared to last season. It's only second year, a tenure under head coach Jacob Claycomb, who's right now 11-28 in his tenure. The team right now averaging 45 points a game and allowing an average of 48 points a game. And really, you look at that, and they're not losing many of their games by much. I mean, if you look at it, seven of the games this season for Riley County has been decided by 10 or less, and then you kind of break it down. Four of those games have been decided by 5 or less points. So for Riley County, they're in a lot of these games against good teams, against really good teams as well, but again, they're falling short. They're coming up short in these contests. And you kind of look, you look over at Nemaha Central, and you know they're no shy to that too. They've had a lot of games that have also swung that way where they've lost in close contests. But one thing for Nemaha Central is, at, you know, last time I called this team, they were seven and five. I mean, they were looking really good. They were looking pristine. They were kind of getting back up. They were on a 3-game winning streak at that point, having the win over Holton 61-56. But well, since last time I've seen this team, they've lost seven straight games. And I mean, against Rock Creek, Hiawatha, Troy, Rossville, Hiawatha, Silver Lake, and St. Mary's, the last game they played, losing 66-48. So for Nemaha Central, they want to close this season out with some wins. And trying to get one over Riley County tonight would be huge. As right now, Nemaha Central sits 10th in the sub-state. Riley County currently just two seats behind at number 12. So it's a big game between both these teams. Both these teams are looking for a big win here in this matchup because both sides, you know, are replacing a lot of firepower from last season. Riley County, Eli Harmison, Trent Weber, and Brent Hopper. And for Nemaha Central, you know, they're replacing four key starters and only returning one starter from last year is Caleb Schmangeli and five letter winners. So both of these teams, they replaced a lot of talent from last year. They're getting to the end point of the season, just the final couple of weeks, but here's where you can pick up some steam going into the final week, week and a half here of the regular season before you head right into sub-state. Real quick, we'll take 3 minutes aside. We'll come back, we'll get you starters and some more pregame notes here for tonight's action. Our boys matchup, Riley County and Nemaha Central, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, your 92.1 KMZA. Brendan Proppen down here live in Seneca, Kansas. Kurt Kilman back in studio. We got our Class 3A Big East matchup here coming up between Riley County and Nemaha Central. Here the Thunder taking host in this action against the Falcons. Nemaha Central here, their starters for tonight's action. The home team, Caleb Schmadgley, the 6'3" junior guard, a top player here on this team. He leads the team with 14 blocks, 26 steals, 47 assists, and 243 points this season. He's just an all-around athletic player, almost a leader in rebounds as well. I mean, just everything on the board. I talked to John Thomas earlier on the week about Caleb Schmadgley, and he said this kid lives and breathes basketball. If he's not on the court, he's still shooting the basketball. He's still thinking about it, and he's still trying to improve and get better. So he's going to be one of the big keys here for Nemaha Central. He's doing on here Carter Hike, an incredible player in his tenure with the football team of Nemaha Central, as well as in all the other athletics. If I put 10, senior, a three-year varsity experienced player who last year averaged 4 points a game here, he's averaging 6.5. Caleb Strothman, a 5'10" senior, leads the team second and with 32 assists, averaging 4.5 points per game. Layton Thomas, a 5'11 senior, averaging 7.5 points per game. And Jack Mackey, the two-year varsity experienced senior at 6'2", averaging 5.1 points per game, and leads the team with 83 rebounds here this season. Again, one more time for Nemaha Central, Caleb Schmadgley, Carter Hike, Caleb Strothman, Layton Thomas, and Jack Mackey. Nemaha Central led by John Thomas in his 31st season. He's got over 530 wins in his tenure, 531 wins and 193 losses. One of the best coaches here in the area, Northeast Kansas, and one that is an absolute legend. And he turned over to a newer head coach in Jacob Klicko in his second season, a young coach, 11-28 in his tenure. Here for the Riley County Stars, Braden Kramer, the 6'3" junior guard. Dominic Coleman McPhee, the 6'3" sophomore guard. Trey Weber, the 6'2" guard. He averages nearly 9 points a game and 4 rebounds a game. Brendan Woodard, the post, Kendrick Woodard, the 6'1" junior guard, who's second team leading assists with 2 assists per game, averaging 8 points per game, and Davis Carson, who averages 10 points a game and 4.5 rebounds a game. So more time for Riley County, Braden Kramer, Trey Weber, Brendan Woodard, Kendrick Woodard, and Davis Carson. Now both teams are getting ready and roared to go here for this basketball action. Our boys match up here on 92.1 KMZA between Riley County and Nemaha Central, a 3A battle and a Big East matchup as well. Air starters coming on the floor before the national anthem. I talked about in that first segment, Nemaha Central looking to snap a 7-game losing streak. Since the last time I covered this team, it was their last win against Holton. Not saying I'm the lucky charm here, but Nemaha Central, they need something to get going here. They need to get out and they need to get on a hot start in this game. I could not imagine that Campbell Schmelzley would not be the one that come out here and look to get this hot start for Nemaha Central. He's a tremendous player. I said it. He leads him in blocks, steals, assists, points, nearly also in rebounds. He lives and breathes basketball. Nemaha Central, if they can get him going, if they can get him the ball, he can take it the rest of the distance and he can sail this ship here, the team. But you look at the rest of the roster here. Hayek, Stroppin, Thomas, Mackey, Jordan Lewis, Jaden Sykes, Mason Chulius, Tomek Hayek, Drew, Dez, Moriers. I mean, all these guys are going to have to participate in some way here in this matchup to help out Smedley. One thing John Thomas has said week after week, it's about building chemistry, having good chemistry on the floor, his five guys working all together. They need that here in this matchup here against Riley County. For Riley County, they have size, physicality, and everyone knows their role. Bickham, he says their one big weakness is free throw shooting and taking care of the basketball. So for this matchup, they're going to really try to hone in on limiting turnovers and benefiting more from the charity stripe. Real quick, 2 minutes aside, we're back here after the national anthem for four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action. Riley County, Nemaha Central, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system, so a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action here. Ready to go on 92.1 KMZ. Riley County, Nemaha Central here on the tip-off. Davis Carson here on the left side. Nemaha Central, Keelan Smosley on the right side. Tip-off here to begin. Nemaha Central wins it. A nice vertical stretch from Smosley, and he gets the ball right back after a handoff from Thomas. Smosley here at the timeline. Here looking to his right side. He'll pass it that way on a zip. Oh, out to Thomas. Thomas back to Smosley. Smosley, who again averages a team high of 14 nearly points per game. Here back up to Thomas at the top of the arc. Now left look to Hayek. He's looking to bounce it inside, looking to steer up some paint moves, and ball is knocked out of bounds. He'll just drop and attempted the shot underneath the basket for Nemaha Central. Last touch by Riley County. Nemaha Central will have the inbound. They'll run a baseline set. They'll throw it in over the top, and it's taken away by Riley County. Down the floor and the finish after the steal is Trey Weber. Riley County getting the first turnover of the game from Nemaha Central. Further down early, 2-0, 40 seconds here in this opening quarter. Mosley skips out to the left side on the hook, pass, and a three-point flyer off the iron and missed. Rebound picked up by the offense. Mosley back into the basket. Here he goes, misses. Mackey looking for a putback himself. Now the ball punched back out. Another second-chance opportunity for Nemaha Central. Offensive rebound galore here for Nemaha Central. Back-to-back, Thomas. Near side, and it's knocked out of bounds on the attention to Stroppin. 6:56 to go here in this opening quarter, 2-0. Piedmont Central's down by 2-2 Riley County with two offensive rebounds. Piedmont Central still has this possession. Throwing it in and getting it over the top. Sideline to Thomas. Thomas right side to Hike. Hike staring to the right. Now wide to the left. Leslie low blocking for the backdoor pass to Mackey, and it's out of bounds. Second turnover of the game for Nemaw Central here on back-to-back possession. Raleigh County takes over here with Trey Weber, the one who got this game started with his steal and deal down the floor to Carson. Carson on the left high out seam. Now he'll look right to Brendan. Brendan back to Weber. Weber right side down the near corner to Carson. Carson takes a dribble, step, pass on the baseline, back to Carson in the paint. He's spinning around, now fire back out of the near corner. Inside the nail, kick back to the near wing. Step in the elbow, pass back out. 4 seconds here on the shot clock. He got to take a shot here. Carson isn't even going to get it off. It's going to be a shot clock violation. There was absolutely no awareness there for Riley County. They'll turn it over the first time here in this game. Piedmont Central takes over, still only down by 2 with 6 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Hike on the right wing. Now with Thomas. Thomas zip left side. Dropping Thomas. Thomas right side to Schmosley. Holding it to his left. Post it out to Thomas. Kicked back to the corner to Schmosley, and he cans the three. Caleb Schmosley. With his 21st three of the season, it's our first lead change of the game. Nemaha Central up by one. Schmosley with a deep pocket of three. And now here, he's going to steal at the top of the arc. Down the floor, working one-on-one, missing the bunny. And a jump ball is called. Possession area here for Riley County. Schmosley nearly taking advantage of a turnover, but to no avail. Riley County now has it. Pass the timeline. Kadrick Woodard out left to Weber. Weber, inside pass. Spinning around is Brendan. Brendan kicks back out to Weber. Weber on the wing. Back up to the top of the three-point line. Drive down the low block. Kadrick underneath, looking to get the assist with the finish from Braden Kramer. Kadrick gets the assist for Riley County. Riley County back up here by one, 4-3 over NC. Spot 4:50 to go here in this opening quarter. Smusley out back up top. Thomas in the high out. Drains a three, 4 foot off the arc. Nemaha Central has canned now two threes here in this opening quarter, back to back. Riley County looking to respond to the baseline on the block. Missed by Davis. Rebound by Mackey. Down the floor. Nemaha Central. Smudgley to Mackey. Mackey loses the ball, but on the baseline, they call Riley County holding on to it. Nemaha Central will keep this possession. Up by two. 4:20 to go here in this opening quarter. Last time I called Nemaha Central, they had 25% three-point percentage. Now they're up to 30, so despite having lost 7 straight games, their efficiency outside the arc has gotten a lot better. Thomas has it at the timeline. He goes right side to Stroffen in the stripe to Hike, jump stopping, looking to finish, couldn't get into the basket. And for the defensive rebound is Braden Kramer. Down the floor to Weber. Weber at the elbow, fighting through two defenders. He finishes on a leap to the rim. Weber here with two baskets here for Riley County. Nemaha Central trying to respond. Mackey put in for the basket, misses an easy shot. And Brendan Woodard's got the rebound. Riley County down the floor with Kramer. Kramer right to Weber. Davis kicks out to the elbow. Brendan loses him. A punch out from Mackey. Here in the hands of Hike for the steal. Down the floor. Hike's got the finish. What a hut! Nemaha Central still here up by 2, 8-6 over Riley County with 3:24 to go in this first. Two teams have 12 losses on the season. Davis at the right elbow, looking to his left behind his shoulder. He goes up to the top of the arc to Kadrick. Kadrick Woodard, who drives in, and a foul is called on Nemaha Central. Foul will come against Carter Hike. his first personal of the game and first team foul for either team here going against Seymour Central. Inbound play is tossed over the top to Davis, nearly losing the ball. It's on the ground. It's getting rolled here to the near side. A punch, and Thomas picks up on the corner. He's wide open for three. He'll take it, and he misses it. And then the ball is kicked at the very end of the play. But I think they're going to get a foul here on Nemaha Central. They call it on Jack Mackey. Nemaha Central nearly making a massive play there. Riley County here taking him back over. Adric Woodard on the top of the arc. Screen is set for him. And he'll wide out to the right side to Weber. Weber on a skip to the far side wing. Adric back to Weber. Weber to the right corner. Driving on the baseline. Brandon. Brendan kicks out to Davis. 8 seconds here on the shot clock. Riley County's already gotten one shot clock violation with 3 seconds to go. They'll turn it over. It's picked up by Mackey down the floor. Eurosep blocked out of bounds. Caleb Schmosley, who was looking for the finish, he was denied. But Nemaha Central keeps the inbound play. They'll throw it on the far corner. Three-pointer ripped from the far corner from Leighton Thomas. Nemaha Central, 3 of 5 outside the arc here in this opening quarter as Jaden Seitz, the 6-foot senior, is locking up and getting loaded here at the scores table for Nemaha Central, and Jordan Lewis as well, looking to come in. And Mason Chilion. So 3 here at the scores table, side for Nemaha Central, looking to come in on the next dead ball. Riley County inside the paint with it, and they lose the ball out of bounds off the hands of Brendan Woodard. And now Chilion, Sipes, and Lewis will all come in. Mackey, Stroffman, and Thomas all coming off to the bench here for Nemaha Central. Brandon Kramer on the throw in from a box set for Riley County. He zips it right in front of his chest to Brendan. Brendan to Kadrick. Both Woodards here on the floor working with each other. Kadrick inside the paint, kicks it out. There's only 3 seconds here on the shot clock. You got to throw it up here if you're Weber. He's inside the nail. And they're going to get another shot clock violation against Riley County. 5 turnovers now here on the half on the Falcons. That is something that Coach Jacob Claycomb told me here before this game, is taking care of the basketball is something that Riley County has seriously looked to improve on each game. But right now, already 5 turnovers in this first quarter. Smosley, out left wing. Bounce pass to the elbow high. High back to Smosley. He drives it right side inside the seam. Pass up to Chulion. Chulion, Smosley. Right jab step. Back out. Now in the nail. Kick to the left to Hike. Hike finding the basket on his seal. Couldn't finish. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Riley County. 1:11 to go in the first. Nemaha Central, 11-6, a 5-point lead here over Riley County. Substitution for the Falcons. Bringing in Rylan Wirtz, the 5'10" senior, and taking out Braden Kramer, the 6'3" junior. And immediately here, Nemaha Central, they get called for an illegal pick. Off the inbound play, that'll be called on Jaden Seitz, his first personal in the game and third team foul of the quarter on Nemaha Central. Riley County, they have not fouled at all in this first quarter. With 66 seconds to go, down by 5 to Nemaha Central. Kadrick right side to Wirtz. Wirtz in the corner, now bounce pass into Brendan. Brendan trying to spin it here on the low block, and he finishes over the top of Seitz. And draws the foul in the process. So up at the free throw line. The and one. Brendan Woodard. Second foul back to back here on site. Pike and Smesley get some time off here off the floor. And Stroffman and Thomas are back in for Nemaha Central. Brendan trying to clear a 3-point play here. His free throw is up and it rickets on in. Riley County now only down by 2 with 52 seconds to go in this first quarter to Nemaha Central. The Thunder have the ball. Stroffman drives in, kicks it out to Thomas. It rattles in the basket, comes back out looking for a putback. Chulion, he misses it, and now down the floor is Weber. Riley County has with Weber on the baseline. Let's keep it on the far side. Davis dumps it off on a low pass. The Wirtz kicked out Now to Brendan. Baseline drive and using the backboard to finish. Riley County ties it at 11 all. They were down 11-6. And scored about five straight. Omaha Central with the ball at the timeline, holding this out. Trying to lash out of this quarter with Leighton Thomas. He's hit two threes as well in this quarter. The bounce pass it. Shulian side kick out. Dropping three-pointer on the way. Jammed in from the wedge. And that'll end our first quarter here. Omaha Central, they shot pretty decent this first half. They went 3 of 6 outside the arc. Here they are in a side game with Riley County, 11 all, as we head into the second quarter. Omaha Central, Riley County, we're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
11-all game as we enter the second quarter here of action between Riley County and Omaha Central. 7:46 to go here in the second. Omaha Central with the ball. Stropping to Thomas. Supposedly back here in the game for Omaha Central. Thomas has it at the top of the three-point line. He's looking to his right side. Veers and passes that way to the elbow. Now left back out to Thomas. Thomas. This Mosley screened up for him at the top. And he cans it. Mosley. Two threes in this game. Omaha Central 4 of 7. Outside the three-point line. Four threes in this first half. Riley County around the three-point line, working at far side. Kadrick Davis. Kadrick's trying to, he tries to attempt a three, and he misses. Rebound is by Thomas down the floor at Omaha Central. Trillion to Thomas on the right side. Is still dribbled up to the top of the timeline. 24 seconds here on the shot clock. Plenty of time here to set up a play. Thomas lunges and fires it to the left side. Now to the top. I'll drop him to Mosley. Inside as he steals out for two. Riley County has scored five straight, but Omaha Central, they respond with five straight themselves. 16-11. NC up over RC. 6:34 to go here in this second quarter. Riley County with the ball. Kadrick driving on the far short corner. Picks up the top to Davis, in the nail, spinning at the elbow, driving through a defender, and finishes for two. Davis Carson, his first points of the game. Omaha Central still by three with 6:14 to go in the half. First here. Message with it, near side, Chulion. Slam the top of the nail, a screen, set on the right side of the wing, and now for Jordan Lewis. A foul is called on Riley County. Foul is coming against Trey Weber. His first foul of the game. And the first foul called on Riley County in this contest. Jack Mackey coming back in for Omaha Central. Coming up to the bench here is Jordan Lewis. Inbound play for Omaha Central. Throwing it in, dropping. He snipes it in to Mosley. Up top, Julian Mosley. Now to Thomas. 30 seconds here on the shot clock. Thomas dribbles, steps to his right, now looks left, to the elbow, he'll go, kick out to the corner, three-point fire, off the iron, and a putback by Smosley. A three-pointer was attempted by Julian, he missed, but Smosley was right underneath for the recollect. Omaha Central taking the ball back over with swapping a steal. Raleigh County's sixth turnover of the game. Thomas owns it at the top of the arc. Veers to his right side. Bounce passes to Stroppin. Fakes it right. Goes left Thomas. Thomas drops it. Pump fakes. Pump fakes again. Now he'll dribble inside. Kick it out to the corner. Now to the top of the three-point line. 14 seconds on the shot clock. A pass inside, and Mackey's got the finish. Assist for Leighton Thomas from the top. And now, Nemaw Central up by 7. 20-13 over Riley County with 5 minutes to go in this second quarter. Carson has it on the far side wing. He'll throw it inside to Kramer. Kramer trying to finish inside, and he'll work it. Kramer finishes for two. Omaha Central trying to respond, dropping a short corner, fade away, and he's got it. 2 foot in front of the block, dropping the first bucket of the game. Omaha Central, all five starters have now scored. Omaha Central still here up by 7. Riley County with it. Kramer bounce pass it out in the far corner. You're losing it is Carson. Carson passes it out top to McPhee. Holding on the right wing. Inside dribble, looking down the block. Weber missing off the left of the mark. Stroppin down the floor with the rebound. Stroppin dumps it up to Smosley. Working one-on-one through the defender. He'll work, and Smosley. He's got 9 points in the second quarter. 12 points in the first half. He's nearly hit his game average. Riley County has it. Kramer on the near seam. Now left out the Wirtz. Wirtz back right to Carson. Carson to Weber. Weber's screen is set. He'll go back right to Kramer. The man is at the screen. Inside looking to the paint. Carson misses it off the right of the iron. And the rebound's by Jack Mackey. Down the floor. Thomas. One-on-one. Misses. Makes his own rebound. It's right back to his face. And now it's reset to Smosley. Off the back of the heel and clearing the glass is Braden Kramer. Riley County down the floor. To Weber. Slowing down the tempo. Easing it. Here on a pass right side to Kramer. Kramer, he'll just throw up a three. It's off the heel, and it's going to be an offensive rebound for Weber. Riley County works back with it. Kramer, top of the nail, right side. Now inside pass to Carson, floating it off the backboard, but it rolls up to the left of the pole. Easy rebound for Mackey. That timeout is called by legendary head coach John Thomas. 2:57 to go in the second quarter, 24-15, Omaha Central. Leads by 9 over Riley County. First time out of the game here used by either team. It's by Nemaw Central. We're back in 30 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. 2:57 to go in the second quarter. 24-15, Omaha Central up over Riley County. Omaha Central used their first timeout of the game by legendary head coach John Thomas, who also coached my dad in summer ball 20-plus years ago. So shout out to that. Omaha Central here throwing in on the far side on the inbound. Omaha Central throwing it in, inbounding it in, throwing it in is Jackson for Omaha Central. Jackson Henry bringing it in on the block. He tries a fight to go in for two, misses his opportunity. And now the rebound's by Riley County. Down the floor, Kadrick Woodard at the top of the yard. Looks left, finds it to Kramer. Kramer zips it down the block, and a foul is called on Omaha Central. Foul is called on Omaha Central. Jordan Lewis, the 5'8 junior, picks up his first foul of the game. First team foul of the quarter here for Omaha Central. Both teams have been very kind here. They've not been very physical in this game. Maybe two fouls total here for Riley County and four fouls total for Omaha Central. And Omaha Central here getting the ball right back as Riley County turns it over with a travel from Braden Kramer. Seventh turnover of the game for Riley County. Email Central takes over, working right to left down your dial. Email Central in the white tops and purple numerals, powder blue tops for Riley County and white numerals. Email Central has it. Left side, wing. Lewis. Lewis now the far wing to Hike. Hike at the elbow. Pass off to Jackson. Jackson throwing it inside to Jack. Mackey. Mackey kicks out to the top of the three-point line. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Hike steals out down low. Misses the bunny. And corralling it inside the paint is Kramer. Down the floor, Riley County. On the short corner, tracing inside, and a foul called on Nemaha Central. 1:45 to go in this first half. 24-15, Nemaha up by 9 over Riley County. We've got two lead changes here in this first half, all in the first quarter. And Mosley comes back in here for Nemaha Central. Right now leads tonight's scoring with 13 total points. 12 total, excuse me. Riley County. Off the inbound, we'll throw it in over the top of the arc. Now working in the elbow to Brendan Woodard, who fights his way inside. Another foul called on Nemaha Central. I give the compliment to how low fouling this game has been. Nemaha Central has now picked up back-to-back. First foul called on Jackson here for Nemaha Central. Raleigh County has it on the far side wing. Braden Kramer, Kramer to the right. To Kadrick Woodard, Kadrick to Weber, Weber far side skip, driving in inside the paint, Brendan Woodard finishing for two. Woodard, 7 points now here in the first half of Riley County. Only down by 7 now to Nemaha Central. Thomas throws it out to the right side to Schmosley. Jaden Sides getting ready to come in here for Nemaha Central. Screen is set for Schmosley. He'll dribble off left to the elbow. Pass off the low wing to Hike. Hike, elbow, right block. Trying to find some spacing. Throws it up top to Schmosley. 7 seconds here on the shot clock. Kalem takes it in and loses it behind him. It's picked up. It's thrown up off the iron and missed for the rebound. Brendan Woodard in Riley County takes over. Down the floor, Weber. Weber to Kramer. Kramer back to Weber on the block. Pump fakes inside, looks for reversal, couldn't get it, and now a box out down low by Jackson. Down the floor, Riley County. Here, running a man-to-man on Nemaha Central. 12 seconds to go in this first half. Nemaha Central looking to hold this ball, get the last second shot up. Thomas, bounce passes left to Hike. 2 seconds left to go. Hike's got to shoot it. He goes over the top and short of the basket. Over the head of Brendan Woodard. And we'll head into now the halftime. 24-17. Nemaha Central outscoring Riley County 13-6 here in the second quarter. We'll take a step aside. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news. It's preventable. Take time for your heart. Eat better. Move more. Schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome here to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. I'm at highlandcc.edu. Right now, Nemaha Central up 24-17 here over Riley County. A 7-point lead here over the Falcons. Nemaha Central. Riley County tied coming out of the first quarter with 11 points. Nemaha Central outscored Riley County 13-6 in quarter number two. Caleb Schmosley, he popped off in the second quarter. Caleb Schmosley, he had 9 points coming up in the second quarter. He had just 1-3 in the first, but 1-3 in the second, as well as three other buckets made inside the interior. Schmosley, he was making all sorts of moves and wonders underneath the netting, and that's exactly what I kind of said there in the pregame. You expect Schmosley to kind of float the ship here for Nemaha Central as soon as he starts going. You expect everybody else to start kind of working with him, and just like I kind of said there, Nemaha Central, the supporting cast is rocking and rolling around. Leighton Thomas, 2 threes. Jim's dropping. He's got a bucket inside. Carter Hike as well. Jack Mackey, 5 have scored here for Nemaha Central. All of the starting lineup, no bench points, but For the most part, here the starting lineup for Nemaha Central. They're connecting. The chemistry's looking good. And that's what John Thomas has hit every single week for this team, is the chemistry's got to be at top notch. It's got to be locked in. Everyone's got to be playing at a high-end level. And here for Nemaha Central tonight, they're playing at a pretty good level, but they got to continue that in the second half. They got to continue playing good. They got to replicate quarters like that second quarter where they were keeping the ball secure. They were forcing turnovers. Their defense is looking great. They had six rebounds in that second quarter as well. So again, you have to continue to rebound the ball, be strong with it, and continue to work hard with it as well. So I'm coming thinking now, there's an auctioneer going down here for a Chiefs helmet and jersey. And hearing an auctioneer, it just always makes me chuckle a little bit. I know sometimes I'm called the auctioneer sometimes how fast I talk here on the radio. But anyway, Riley County, though, you look at them in the second half, they're going to look to try to get Braden Kramer a little more involved. He just has been there. And Davis Carson, he averages 10 points a game. He's only got 2 points here remaining after the first half. So the starting lineup for Riley County is not playing to their highest potential. Of course, Jason Clickholm said before this game to me that Riley County, if they have to not turn the ball over, my team has not. They got to limit turnovers, and they got to be strong at the free throw line. Riley County, they've only been up to the free throw line once this game. Nemaha Central's been up to it none. And also, Riley County, again, 7 turnovers here at the half. They struggled, especially in that first quarter with 5 turnovers. Limited a little bit there in that second quarter, but their shot just not going in. They got to finish a little more aggressively. Both sides, shots really haven't fell a whole lot. You kind of need to open up the bank on both sides as we enter this third quarter. Looking at some stats, though, for both sides, Riley County, 7 boards, 7 turnovers, over 3 at the three-point line, 1-for-1 at the free throw line, 1 steal and 1 assist, while Nemaha Central, 10 boards, only 3 turnovers at the half, 4 of 9 at the arc. free throws. They have not went up to the line. They have three total steals, one from Stroppen, Hike, and Schmeisley, and just one assist and one timeout take. And Riley County still five timeouts remaining here in the second half. Nemaha Central with four. That's one thing. This has been a very non-physical game for the most part. I mean, both teams, they're playing pretty close one-on-one. I mean, you can either say that both teams are not playing physical or just calls just aren't happening. But regardless, there's not many fouls. And, you know, with whatever team you are right now, you probably want to start probably picking up the aggression just a little bit to start drawing some fouls. We've seen plenty of times where Hayek, Smedley, Chop, and Thomas just drive the ball inside and they're not able to get a finish. But you can start finishing those takes to the rim or drawing fouls. I mean, you can start really rallying on some points there. And Riley County can really replicate and do the same thing. I mean, Brayden Kramer is 6'3". Kadrick Water is 6'1". Trey Weber, he's 6'2". I mean, the height here averages out about 6'2" for Raleigh County, but right now they are not playing as the more taller and physical team between these two. And they're going to want to do that here in the second half. They want to kind of impose more of their will over Nemaha Central, especially inside the box, if they want to make any progress here in this game. We'll take 3 minutes aside. We're back here for the second half action. 24-17, Nemaha Central leads by 7 over Riley County. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Coming over halftime, 7:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Just got started. Two quarters left to go here. Play between Riley County and Nemaha Central. Nemaw Central leads 24-17, but here to start the third quarter, a bang from the near wing, Trey Weber with his first try of the game and the first try of the game for Riley County. Riley County now only down by 4 to Nemaw Central. Riley County went 0-3 outside the arc in the first half. They struggled with a lot of shooting, but here they start with a nice start. Nemaw Central looking to respond. Hike on the short corner. Passes it back out to Stroppin. Stroppin Thomas on a low hang pickup, and he's back out to Smedley. Smedley driving in the block. Looking to finish the right hand and couldn't get it to sneak through. Rebound by Weber. Weber down the floor, near side, Kramer. Kramer, he'll try to hook a three as well, and back-to-back, two threes from the same spot. Lightning is struck twice from the near wing. Riley County now went down by one. Back-to-back threes here, 24-23. Nemaw Central, they need a spark here. Thomas to Hike on the low near wing. Now Stroppin sets the screen. Inside move, Schmesley on the block and works it off the window with a little cleaner to it. Schmesley now with 14 points on the game, had 9 points in the second quarter. Nemaw Central up by three, 6:25 to go in the third. Kramer at the top of the nail pass to Brendan. Brendan down under the netting and nearly losing the ball. It is Stroppin, got the steal, his second of the game. Falcons ace turnover, and they get it right back from Kramer on a steal. Dumps it off to his teammate, Carson, who finishes for two. Great assist and steal by Kramer. One-point game again. Nemaw Central quickly down the floor, and they respond swiftly with Caleb Stroppin. 28-25. Nemaw Central up by three over Riley County with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Kedrick Woodard on the right seam, dribbling down on the wing. Falls above his head. He passes it to the elbow. Spinning around, firing near side. Kramer, three-point fire is drained again. Oh, my gosh! Riley County! They have reversed it since the first half. Three straight threes, all from the near wing here. It's a 28-all game. They put a magnet in the ball or something. Here, Hike drives down the block, and he gets the and one. Nemaw Central retakes the lead here for the tie, 28-0 game, 30-28. Hike here, a chance for the three-point play. He averages 71% the free throw line this season. Nemaw Central this year, 55% from the charity stripe, but this free throw is here at Silk to the basket. Riley County down by three again, but, well, in this pacing, this is nothing for them. They've hit three threes in this third quarter already. Brendan Wooder drives inside the block, and he's fouled. The foul comes against Jack Mackey, the 6'2" senior from Nemaw Central, sending Brendan Wooder to the post up to the free throw line for Riley County. The second foul of the game on Mackey. First team foul here for Nemaw Central. Both teams with a foul here in this third quarter with 5:08 to go in this third quarter. First free throw. Smooth. Mike bought it to the basket. Brennan Woodard. Right now, 8 points on this game, trying to make himself with nine. And he goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 31-30. Nemaw Central up by one over Riley County with 5 minutes to go in the third. Thomas at the top of the arc on the high out. He'll go left side, low pass to Stroppin. Stroppin to Hike. Hike to Smosley. Left elbow, driving on the block, gets jammed, and he'll lose the ball out of bounds. But Riley County was the last to touch it. Nemaw Central throwing in with Carter Hike. Nemaw Central running a box set, screen to the top of the high post, and he'll set up Thomas on the right wing. He'll drive in the nail to the low block, trying to finesse a finish. Couldn't, it's wedged, but rebounded by the offense in Schmosley. He'll hook it to the left. Now the Stroppin, inside, right hand, off the board, and a finish by Caleb Stroppin. He's got two layup finishes here in the third quarter. 33-30, Nemaw Central up over Riley County with 4:30 to go in the third. Kedrick Woodard on the right wing. Now to Weber, Weber inside to Brendan. Brendan driving down the block, 1-on-1 on Mackey. He's got to kick it out. He finds it to Weber, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Weber dribbles back. He'll go down the short near corner. Brendan Woodard inside the paint. He flips it out. This ball is wild as it goes out of bounds. Last touch on Nemaw Central, but 9 seconds here on the shot clock on the inbound. At half court by Riley County. Throwing in Kramer. Kramer into Kadrick Woodard. Kadrick on the far side. Passing off to Weber. Weber on his hip. Ball stuck now. Throwing it up from the elbow is Brendan Woodard. He misses the shot. And the rebound underneath the basket is by Jack Mackey. Neal Central. But 3, Petit to go in the third, up by 3, 33-30. Mosley at the nail, dribbles to the elbow, kicks out to Hike. Hike, Thomas Strothman on the elbow, in the paint, pass out to the near corner. Hike drives in the paint and serves it. Carter Hike, 7 points here on the game for him, huh? Riley County, that's the timeline. Kadrick Woodard, Kadrick veering to his right, passes that way. Kramer, bounce pass in. Carson working with it one-on-one. He looks on the back door, and a foul is called. Brandon Woodard being sent up to the free throw line. Fouls on the Mount Central, their second of the quarter. Up at the line, Brandon Woodard. The foul called on Caleb Stroppin, his first foul of the game. Riley County here with 5 timeouts remaining in the game. New Austin with 4. 3:11 to go in this third quarter. First free throw is up and off the front of the iron inside for Brendan Woodard. He is now 4-for-4 at the free throw line. The only one to have taken a trip here up to the charity stripe. He's got it all booked out on his own. His next free throw is off the iron and back in from the back. Brendan Woodard, 5-for-5 at the free throw line. A timeout is called with 3:11 to go here in the third. It's a timeout taken by Riley County, a full 60. 35-32. DeMoss Central up by 3 over Riley County. By 3:11 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaw Central has the ball with 3 minutes, 7 seconds to go here in the third quarter, up by 3, 35-32 over Riley County. Hike on the elbow, drives in the block, he's stuck with it, passes out to Stroppin. In the nail, drive out left, hammering it to the corner to Smosley. Smosley's dropping to Hike. Hike in the key, dribble in, kick back up to Smosley. 13th on the shot clock. In the paint, Smosley through 2 defenders, and what a move by Smosley. I give it a 10 out of 10. Smosley also pulling down the foul. So he'll have the opportunity for a 3-point play here. Free throw is through the net. Jaden Seitz stepping in for Nemaha Central. Coming out, Jack Mackey. Foul, Riley County, was against Trey Weber. His first foul of the game. Second team foul of the quarter for Riley County. As Riley County has the ball, past the timeline, Weber, jump stop, at the timeline, he'll look right to Kadrick. Kadrick between the legs, he veers to the right side, looks to the left, shakes the ball over his head, now into Carson. Carson kick out to the corner, drive in from Brendan, trying to spin inside the paint, ball is off the bull, and it's picked up by Jaden Seitz for Nemaha Central, down the floor, fast fury, Hike, on the short corner, dribble inside, jump stop, kick back at the top, now back right to Hike, to his left is Stroppin, and this ball is stolen at the timeline, down the floor, left-hand finish is good for Trey Weber, his second steal and deal of the game. Riley County down by 4, 2 minutes to go in the third. Smosley On my wing, now left. Back right to Hike. Return to the top of the three-point line. Thomas Mesley dribbling down the elbow. And fouled, called against Riley County. I said at the half, expect Nemaha Central to be a little more aggressive in this third quarter to draw some fouls and some finishes. And what have they done? They've done just that. They've had an opportunity for multiple free throws here in this third quarter. Mesley up at the free throw line. First shot up and good. Mesley looking to cash in the second, and he writes that check as well. Mosley now 3-3 at the free throw line. Nemaha Central 4-4 at the charity stripe. Up by 6 over Riley County. Riley County started this quarter up hot with nearly 3 straight threes, and now they pick one again. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it back into fruition, but Trey Weber cans the 3. Riley County now only down by 3. 40-37 to Nemaha Central. 1:16 to go in the third quarter. Layden Thomas, he'll try his bat at a 3. He misses off the mark, and now this ball is being bounced around, picked up at the timeline by Kramer for Riley County. On the near wing, this is when lightning has struck, but he misses this time. Smedley has the board, his fourth of the game. Smedley, low dribble and drive to the right seam, to the near corner, Hike, inside pass, the block, and oh, that's going to be a foul for sure on Riley County. But that sportsmanship showed at the end. Nathan Chulion being substituted in here is a hard swipe by Brendan Wooder, picking up his first foul of the game and fourth team foul on Riley County. Second team foul for Braden Kramer. Adjustment in the number. So more fouls to get here this quarter for Riley County with 50 seconds to go. Down by 3. And subs need to come in here for Riley County. Checking in, Kramer and Kedrick Woodard will come out. And stepping in will be Ryland Wirtz and Dominic Coleman McPhee. Inbound play, box set, throwing it to the top of the arc. Left side look, sights to Strothman. Strothman back left to Thomas, 43 seconds to go of this third quarter. Up by 3, Nemaha Central with the ball. Thomas to the top of the 3-point line. Left side, fire out to Chilliant. Chilliant, Strothman. There's been no bench points scored yet for Nemaha Central. All been from their starters. Chilliant's here. Backs it back out to Thomas. Thomas dropping sets his feet for a 3-pointer. There's the moon landing for Caleb Strothman. His first 3 of the game and his 4th 3 of the season. Nemaha Central, their 5th 3 made of the game. Up by 6, 7 seconds to go in the third. How will Riley County respond? And a foul is called on Nemaha Central on the baseline. That'll go against Caleb Strothman, the one who just hit the massive 3. That's his second foul of the game. 13th foul of the quarter. One more to give with 4 seconds here in the third. They'll throw it in over the top. Pass it in. Low to Weber. Weber will fade away to it. Oh my gosh! Weber was not even an inch away from the sideline on a fadeaway jumper. What a shot to end the third quarter for Riley County. 43-40. Nemaha Central still up by 3. They've led 99% of this game. 8 minutes to go of this contest. We're back in 60 seconds.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
Kansaland Radio.
We start the fourth quarter here at 92.1 KMZ 43-40. Riley County down by 3 to Nemaha Central. They hit 5 threes in the third quarter. Riley County did. Here's Leighton Thomas. He tries his hands at a 3. Misses. Rebound, though, by the offense from Smosley. Dribbling in the wing. Now the elbow. Pass down under for the back door, and it's found from Leighton Thomas. The assist from Smosley. And now 45-40, our score. Nemaha Central up by 5. 7:24 to go in the fourth. Raleigh County did tie this game temporarily at 20 all in the third, but since then they have not been able to come back. But here's Sykes on a steal. Down the floor, he sets his sights on a layup. He misses the bunny, but on the recovery is Mason Chulion. What's a putback? Now up by 7 in a blink of an eye, Nemaha Central will start this fourth quarter. They have started these quarters strong, and Raleigh County turns it over on an easy spill by Carson. He throws it out of bounds. 7 minutes now to float here in the fourth. 47-40, Nemaha Central over Riley County. Mason Chulion from the corner, a 3. Chulion getting the first bench points here this game for Nemaha Central. He's got all 5 of his points here in this fourth quarter. Nemaha Central already scoring 7 points to start this quarter with not even a minute and 30 into it. Riley County at the top of the three-point line. Kramer, Nemaha Central really applying the pressure. Riley County can feel this man-to-man. And a foul is called on the Thunder. It comes against Leighton Thomas, his first foul of the game and first team foul of the quarter. No one in foul trouble in this game for either team. So, be a very interesting fourth quarter here if Riley County can get back to making this one competitive, but only down by 10. 50-40 with 6:20 to go in the fourth. Riley County at the top of the timeline with Weber. Weber out to the left to Kadrick Woodard. Kadrick to the right. On the right wing, Weber. Weber back left to Kadrick. On the elbow, low block, missing the bunny. Ball's rolling off the back of Chulion and picked up by Sykes for the rebound. Down the floor, Smosley getting a screen for him for potential 3. He won't take it, though. Then he'll pass it off to Chulion. Chulion looks left, right, angles himself to the right. Now to Smosley, works the baseline on the block, and the ball rolls off the front, and Sykes is able to be fouled underneath the basket, looking for a putback. He'll go up to the line and shoot 2. Foul is on Riley County's Brendan Woodard, his second foul of the game. First team foul, the quarter for Riley County. First free throw is off the front iron for Sykes. 5:44 to go in this game, 50-40. Nemaha Central up by 10 to Riley County. Nemaha Central Sykes, Jordan Lewis, Mason Chulion, Jackson, and Caleb Smosley all out here on the floor as both free throws missed here on the floor from Sykes. Nemaha Central giving it back to Riley County. 3-point flyer from the left wing. Missed by Kadrick. Underneath, though, his brother, Brendan, nearly making the finish. Couldn't. And then a foul to follow. Foul coming against Nemaha Central. It'll be a shot foul on Jordan Haberkamp. Here at the free throw line, the shoot 2. Carson, this first free throw is nailed. Davids Carson looking to go 2 for 2 at the free throw line. His next one is up, and it rattles in the tin can. Down the floor, Nemaha Central up by 8 with 5:17 to go in this fourth. Here at the top, working with it between his legs, Jordan Lewis. Lewis bounced pass to his right. Now back out to Lewis, setting up for a three-pointer. And like a bullet in a tin can, it rattles in. A three from Lewis. Emo Central, two threes in this fourth quarter. Now a three to respond. Rolled off the top of the iron like a pebble in water from Trey Weber. Rebound by Mackey. Mostly on the near wing, drives in the short corner, skips on the far side corner, Chulions, he'll just take the three, missing the tray, down the floor, Weber with the board. Working one-on-one, passes to his teammate with the unselfish assist as Carson finishes in for two and has the opportunity for a three-point play. Mackey and Smesley down low, looking to box out here for Nemaha Central. Carter Hike and Layton Thomas come in here for Nemaha Central. Brandon Woodard, Braden Kramer looking to box out between Nemaha Central defenders as his free throw is up and nailed by Carson. Three-point play is completed, and Riley County only down by 8, 53-45 with 4:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout is taken by Riley County. Here they're second timeout taken here of the game. We're back here in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
4:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central lead by 8, 53-45. Down the floor, NC Works. The Thunder trying to crack the lighting here. They've hit two threes in this fourth already. Chileans, Hike. Screen is set from Mackey. Hike driving down, and a foul is called. That'll send Hike up to the free throw line to shoot two. His second time being fouled here in the second half to go up to the charity stripe. The foul coming against Trey Weber, his third. Demir Davis Carson picking up his first foul of the game. I make a correction there on the board. Hike's first free throw is off the front heel. And Hike, now one of two at the free throw line this game. Trying to make it a 9-point contest. His next free throw is pure as silk to the basket. Nemaha Central up 54-45. Riley County with 4:16 left to go here in this game with the ball. Weber, past the timeline, tracks to the right side, passes to Kadrick. Kadrick on the right elbow. Davis. Davis with it on the block. In the key, spinning around, finding to Weber. Turning, firing, missing his shot. Rebound by Riley County. Underneath, Brendan Woodard. Down underneath, and finishing for two. Brendan Woodard doing all the work after the offensive rebound. Nemaha Central. Only on the near wing. Thomas dribbling up left. Pass off to Hike. Hike dribbling down on the block, and couldn't finish, but another foul. And they're going to get it against Hike. That will be a charge. And John Thomas not happy about the call. The Riley County takes over after the turnover by Nemaha Central and the foul called on Hike, his second of the game. Riley County working with it. Inside the paint, 2 foot in front of the basket, firing out to Carson. Carson nearly loses the ball, but only reason why Nemaha Central picking up another foul. That is their fifth foul of the quarter. It is now double bonus for the first time in this game. This is coming at a big moment, and back-to-back fouls here by Hayek is don't really look to be substituted out here for Nemaha Central. They'll load up two here on the scores table side. This first free throw is up and through this butter to the basket for Davis Carson, Caleb Schmusley, and Caleb Stroppen coming in here for Nemaha Central. keeping Hike, Thomas, and Mackey here out on the floor for Neoha Central. Next free throw by Carson is floated through the basket. Carson goes 2 for 2 at the charity stripe. It's a 5-point game, 54-49. Neoha Central leads it 3:12 to go. Schmoesley will likely play out the rest of this game here for Neoha Central. Hike, Thomas Stroppin. Screen is set by Mackey, pick and roll, but Stroppin drives in, kicks out the corner. Hike trips inside, then he'll go in. And there's going to be a violation called on Neoha Central. 3 seconds in the lane. Neoha Central has done so well not turning the ball over in this contest. It held it just under 10 turnovers on this game, but here's a crucial one, and a timeout is called by Neoha Central. Their second timeout uses the game. 2:56 to go in the fourth quarter, 54-49. Neoha Central over Riley County. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
.255 left to go here in this game. 54-49, Neoha Central here up by 5 over Riley County. Here with the ball is the Riley County Falcons. The top of the arc here, Kedrick Woodard driving inside the key. Passes it out to the near side corner, Brendan Woodard. He'll drive in the paint himself. Trying to spin around the block. Couldn't finish inside the basket. And a foul is called on Riley County after the attempt for the offensive rebound. Foul coming against Davis Carson, his second foul of the game, and the third team foul of this quarter for Raleigh County. They have one more foul to give. Neoha Central, they throw it in here, trying to break a full court pressure down the floor. Stroppin to Thomas. Thomas has it on the far perimeter side, 2:22 to go in this game. So a 5-point lead for Neoha Central over Raleigh County. Smoesley, Thomas, Pike, dribbling down the elbow, nearly loses the ball. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Riley County. Both teams, 3 timeouts. Riley County already in the double bonus. 5 fouls from Neoha Central. More foul to give if you're Riley County. Inbound play, especially to Thomas. Dropping, dribbling inside the paint. Kicks out to Hike. 6 seconds of the shot clock. Hike's going to do something. He'll dribble inside, and he splits defenders to finish with the layup. Neoha Central up by 7 with 1:50 to go now in this fourth. Riley County on the far high out and a 3-point flyer off the back heel. The basket rebounded by Mackey. Shot was attempted by Weber. Especially trying to take this one down the floor. Out to Thomas. Thomas at the NC logo half court. 1:30 to go in this game. Less now than 90 seconds. Thomas to Hike. Hike holding it near the Neoha Central bench. Puts his shoulder towards the defender. Now he'll dribble and drive. Passing to Thomas. Thomas now will hold it at half court. Now he'll take and veer to the left, and a foul finally. Here from Raleigh County, their last to give. Now, but both teams, no fouls to give in 3 timeouts. 56-49, Riley County down by 7 with 1:14 to go in this game. Neoha Central throws in an inbound all the way down the court to the left side of the court to Hike. A foul immediately called again by Riley County. Riley County picking up the foul is Graydon Kramer, his fourth of the game. Now both teams have entered the double bonus. Hike at the free throw line. His first free throw here is off, and Pierre is still through the basket. Hike. Looking to make both these free throws. It separated to a 9-point game with 1:12 to go, and the second free throw is nailed straight to the basket. 1:12 to go here in this fourth quarter. 58-49. Riley County down by 9. That timeout is called by Riley County as soon as they get it past half court. A timeout taken by head coach Jacob Claycomb. 69 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. 58-49. Nemaw Central leads here over Riley County. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
69 seconds left to go in this game. Weber attempts a tray, misses it off the mark. Now inside for the putback is Brendan Woodard. 61 seconds left to go in this game. And Woodard will go up to finish off the three-point play. 58-51, Nemaw Central up by 7 over Riley County. And Davis Carson comes off the bench. That's a very interesting call for Riley County, considering he's got 7 points in this fourth quarter, and he's the one who's hot on the floor for the Falcons. But in the final minute, I'll take him off. And this next free throw here missed by Brendan Woodard off the left side. Last touch out of bounds by Riley County, but they're going to get a foul here on the Falcons. And now it's just a quick break for Carson, so he just got to the bench. Coaches wanted to try them for a quick second, get him a water break, and then throw him immediately back in the game. He can replenish here in the final moments. Free throw line here. First free throw up and sniped by Caleb Strothman. Strothman here now with 12 points on this game. 10 points, excuse me, here on this game. His next free throw is off the back heel, and there's a foul immediately to follow right after the attempted rebound by Brendan Woodard. That foul called on Nemaw Central. And, well, at one point, there was basically no fouls in this game up until the third quarter. And, well, when you have a tight game like this coming down the fourth, you know that's not going to stay the same way. Both teams got to start playing a little tougher. Riley County trying to get some subs in here. Rylan Wirtz. And Dominic Coleman McPhee, they were trying to figure out who they wanted to take off. They'll actually take off Carson again and also Kramer. At the free throw line is Woodard. Woodard, his free throw is off. And what could be happening here is Raleigh County is knowing they have to foul right afterwards, so they're trying to get some guys in there who don't have any fouls, which is honestly really smart. You can put these guys, you can plug them back in. So here, Woodard, his next free throw is sniped in. He goes one of two at the free throw line. And now, Nemaw Central trying to get the inbound play in. They'll throw it into Stroppen, and he's immediately fouled. And then right back again, there's the play, Kramer in Carson. So smart here for Riley County, because Kramer, he's got 4 fouls on this game. So what they're doing is they're preserving him and Carson on the defensive side. Dropping his first free throw is pure as silk through the basket. This game is going to come all down to the free throw line. Next free throw is right down through the drain. Gibbs dropping 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Jaden Sine substitute in for Nemaha Central. 56 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 61-52. NC leads by 9 over Riley County. Kramer with the ball. He dribbles up to the top of the arc. Now left side. Pass in to Carson. Back to Kramer. And dribble inside. Missing, but looking for the put back. Brendan. And now the ball's being kind of bounced around on the baseline. And looking for the put back finish. Carson has it. He's now got 9 points in this fourth quarter. A timeout is taken. 61-54. Riley County now only down by 7 with 36 seconds to go in this game. We'll take a 30-second timeout here as well. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Own team, he knew he was holding onto the ball way too long. We'll go ahead and keep things here. 92.1 KUZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Our game of the week here on a Friday, Riley County, Nemaha Central. Our girls matchup ended 40-41. Coming up victoriously over Nemaha Central, but here a different story on the boys' side. Nemaha Central has been primarily dominant against Riley County. The first quarter ended 11-11 between these two teams. Then Nemaha Central exploded in quarter two, outscored Riley County 13-6 to go into the half, 24-17. Riley County kept it a pretty competitive game, especially in the third quarter. They hit 5 threes, but they've been hung dry here in this fourth quarter from outside the arc. While Nemaha Central, they've drained 2 threes outside the arc in this quarter. Nemaha Central coming back here after the timeout. Pike, Shulion, Schmesley, Stroppen and Thomas all breaking and trying to get this ball in. Stroppen has it. Stroppen down the floor, and he is fouled. 33 seconds to go in this game, and Kramer and Carson are coming back in. Again, it's like a merry-go-round right now. These two are back in, back out, back in, back out. Jason Claycomb is trying to not have them on the defensive side to limit their foul count. Kramer, he's already at 4 fouls, and Carson's at 2. First free throw up here for Stroppen is off to the right of the basket. Again, this is a fourth quarter. The last 2 minutes has been very slow here for both sides. As again, it's been all free throw line, but Stroppen, he goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Rebound by Kadrick. Kadrick Weber, drop back for the 3, short of the iron. It's dished back out for the offensive rebound by Weber. Now here's Carson for 3, and he nails it as he falls to the ground and drags the foul. James Carson with a huge 3 in a huge fourth quarter as well. He had 4 points coming into this fourth quarter. He's got 12 points in this quarter alone. It's a 4-point game, 61-57. It can be drawn within 3 with a 4-point play by Carson. Substitution in for Nemaha Central. Caleb Stroppen coming out and Jordan Lewis coming in. Raleigh County here on the floor. Weber, Brendan Woodard, Rylan Wirtz, Kendrick Woodard. Nap at the free throw line. Davis Carson looking to box out down low for Nemaha Central. Up this 4-point play completion is Caleb Schmesley and Carter Hike. Here's the free throw up. Out of the basket, picked up by Schmesley, and he's immediately fouled, and he will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Nemaha Central needs to start connecting here at this charity stripe. They only have a 5-point lead here. 18 seconds now to go in this fourth. Schmesley, his first free throw is Mullen off the back, back in the basket. Schmusley shoots 66% from the free throw line this season. He's not missed a free throw yet in this game. So far, 4-for-4 in this half. Now 5-for-5. He slices the second one here. 63-56, a 7-point game with 18 seconds to go in the fourth. Riley County looking to throw this ball in against the man-to-man pressure. They find Weber down the floor. Weber on the corner has to throw up a fadeaway shot. Missed. Rebounded by Kramer. The ball is batted out of bounds. It's picked back up by Nemaha Central. And now excitement from the Thunder with 6 seconds to go. Nemaha Central up at the free throw line, up by 7, 63-56. Already a two-possession game, but you can make it one more difficult of one, and Smusley will do so. His first free throw knocked down. 6-for-6 at the free throw line. Smusley, an incredible night with over 20 points. His seventh free throw is nailed as well in this game. Nemaha Central looking to pick up the victory here over Riley County, snapping a 7-game losing streak. The last win over Holton, and Nemaha Central wins it 65-56 over the Riley County Falcons. Again, breaking up a 7-game losing streak, now improving to 4-6 in the Big East and 8-12 overall. While Riley County falls to 6-13 on the year and 1-9 in the Big East. We'll take a step aside. We're back here in a couple minutes for our post-game show and our player of the game here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukerts, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well, but what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house,
car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZ as well as 103.9 KNZ here on the simulcast on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Right after this post-game show and Player of the Game segment, we'll get you right to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz this Friday night. Again, that's our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also the Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. What a great game here between Riley County and Nemaha Central, two teams that are competing kind of in the middle lower pack here, the Big East, also in the Sabetha Substate. So, again, lots in play here in this game, and Nemaha Central comes up with a victory 65-56, a nine-point win there over the Riley County Falcons. The game, though, is tied 11-11. After the first quarter, which contained two lead changes in that quarter, Riley County then would be outscored in the second quarter 13-6 and would go into the halftime down 24-17. Now, Riley County would tie the game in the third quarter 28-all. They would have a very impressive third quarter with five threes, three from Trey Weber, two from Braden Kramer, but that's kind of all she wrote there for Riley County. Their shots kind of got stiff there in the fourth quarter. They did keep with it because of Davis Carson, who finished with 16 points on the game, 14 points all coming in the fourth quarter. But overall, Riley County falling short, dropping down to 6-13 on the season and 1-9 in Big East play. While Nemaha Central improves to 8-12 on the year and 4-6 in Big East play, picking up their third win at home this season and snapping a 7-game losing streak. For Riley County, they had four players finish with double digits. For Nemaha Central, they had three. Caleb Stroppen with 15, Carter Hike with 12, and Caleb Schmesley, your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Schmesley with 23 points, 2 threes, 7 of 7 at the free throw line in the second half, 5 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Well, thank you everyone here for tuning in here to the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here are broadcast 92.1 games between Riley County and Nemaha Central. Again, Riley County girls won against Nemaha Central 40-21, and the boys for Nemaha Central, they beat Riley County 65-56. Thank you all for listening. From Kirk Kilman and Crittenden Profit, this has been 92.1 KMZA. Thank you.